It's my great pleasure to welcome to WBJC Asiya Korapanova. Did I get it right, Asiya?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Who is the artistic director of Festival Baltimore, taking place at UMBC, their first concert this Sunday evening at 7:30. Asiya, welcome to WBJC.
Thank you so much.
So this concert features music by Richard Strauss, and it's all his chamber music. He did not write a lot of chamber music, and he did it mostly in his youth, but he wrote some really, really nice stuff, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And I especially enjoy that you can hear hints of his works of symphonic genre in these chamber works.
Yeah, the signature is there if you listen to it.
Yes, the like the violin sonata is basically Haydn Leben 101.
Yeah, and he also wrote a piano trio as well.
Piano quartet.
A quartet, that's it, a piano quartet. And so this concert features the complete chamber works of Richard Strauss. But that's kind of a theme for the whole season. This is the first concert of your second season, and that's what we're going to experience with. How many more concerts do you have this season?
There are 9 concerts in the second season, and each concert explores a certain genre or instrumentation in certain composer's output. And I think it's very special because when you get to hear, for example, Tchaikovsky's complete string quartets, mm-hmm. it's like you hear a composer's lifetime within one concert through this particular genre. So it's a very retrospective. You can hear how the style was changing throughout the time, and I think it's very exciting.
Well, I think one of the nice things about this is so many people think of Richard Strauss, or for that matter, Tchaikovsky or others, in terms of orchestral music.
Yes.
Because that's what they're best known for, and have a tendency to forget that these composers did write some very, very fine
exactly.
chamber music, which doesn't always get performed in a lot of recitals and concerts.
Yes, I know that. That's why.
Yeah. So
and it's extremely exciting and virtuosic and difficult, but also really, really powerful music mm-hmm. and in different way. And the cello sonata reminds of Till Eulenspiegel's symphonic tone poem, and the violin sonata reminds of Haydn Leben, and the quartet reminds of many things. But I think it's really cool that you can create such exciting atmosphere that Strauss does with the orchestra, with like 3 people or 4 people. I think it's really awesome.
It is. It's a great concept for a season of concerts like that too, I think.
Thank you.
Now this is going to take place at the Linehan Concert Hall on the campus of UMBC right there in Catonsville. And it's the first concert of the second season. And Asiya is the artistic director. So she's not only organizing it, but you're performing in it, aren't you?
Yes, I'm performing, and I'm going to be joined by wonderful musicians. Gary Levinson, who is the concertmaster of Dallas Symphony. He's coming to join us from Dallas. And then Ariel Rudakov. He's a violist from Vermont and UMBC very own Gita Ladd cellist.
Oh, yes, Gita Ladd, who I know her from Concert Artists of Baltimore. Wonderful cellist. Well, it's going to be Sunday evening, 7:30 at the Linehan Concert Hall. Asiya, do we have a website where people can get more information?
Yes, it's www.festivalbaltimore.com.
Everything you need to know right there.
Absolutely. All the artist bios and tickets and everything you want to know.
My guest, Asiya Korapanova, artistic director with UMBC Festival Baltimore. Asiya, thanks for coming down, and good luck with season 2.
Thank you so much.